12 minutes past 9 on News Talk Breakfast. Well, of course, one of the highlights of the weekend is the Ireland-Poland match. And it seems to coincide with the inaugural Polska Era Festival. It's taking place all this week. And we wanted to find out more about this. What are the Polish-Irish up to? And we sent our reporter, Killian Woods, to see how Ireland's Polish community are enjoying the festivities.
Yes, very much. I'm really surprised with the amount of events which takes place in whole Ireland, from Cork, in Dublin, in Waterford, in Ennis, everywhere.
There have been so many different meetings and gatherings all over Dublin. And I suppose this is the way to do it all together. Irish and Polish.
It's brilliant festivals. There is a lot of events going around Dublin. Like yesterday, I attended Dialogue and Diversity. It was LGBT evening in Inspire Gallery.
Okay, and who do you think will win the game on Sunday?
Oh, it's a very hard question.
Very, very difficult.
Because I'm from Poland, so my heart is still with the Polish team.
Well, definitely Poland, right?
I think Poland.
Who do you think is going to win the game on Sunday?
I would say politely it's going to be draw, but you know, Polska Gurum!
Well, the Polska Era Festival will continue all weekend. It's a pleasure to welcome to the studio now today. Explain us the background to this, the upcoming events. Aditya Jankowska, did I get that right?
Aditya Jankowska, yes.
Oh, excellent. Well, I don't have the nasal pronunciation, but now, first of all, how did this festival come about?
There was one day when actually Minister Aon O'Riordan from the Department of Justice and Equality, he was in the Polish House where the Irish Polish Society was holding, my organization that I'm chairperson of, was holding an event on Culture Night. And he said to us, wouldn't it be great to actually have some kind of a barbecue, maybe a gathering together at some point just before the match? And we were like, yeah, of course, why not? And I noticed at the same time the embassy was thinking possibly something similar, and he was also talking to the embassy of Poland. And a couple of months later, it all came together. He invited us all to the meeting. He invited a few other organizations as well. And we sat down and we started thinking, the steering committee started thinking of what could we do. And it started really, really small. And each of the organizations present, they were thinking of what could they contribute, what kind of events they could do. I mean, the Irish Polish Society came up with about 15 of them. So we are having an event every single day. Actually, we started Friday
last.
Tell
us some of the events.
Friday last. What has happened so far, we were hosting a famous Polish linguist, Professor Miodek, last Friday. That's what we started with. Then we had the poetry evening and piano evening. And later on, we had Easter egg painting, and followed by the famous play by Zemsta that was performed by another organization, Arkayana. Another day, another organization helped us with showing a short film festival, Oddalenia, that they are hosting every year, and especially for us, they put it on as well on Monday. On Tuesday, we did paper cutting, traditional Polish paper cutting.
What's
traditional
paper cutting?
Paper cutting, exactly. A very old Polish tradition, but unfortunately not very well known anymore, also in Poland. Fantastic pieces. Please have a look at our website.
What is your website?
www.irishpolishsociety.ie.
And how many members do you have? And how many Poles are there in Ireland?
Well, there are about 150,000 Poles in Ireland. They are saying, the census I know it's saying 120,000, but we know that not everybody registers, so there's about 150,000. So I think, you know, Polska Area at the moment has about 160 events, so I'm hoping there's something for everybody.
Are those 150,000 people, are they all over the country or predominantly in Dublin?
They are all over the country. They are predominantly in Dublin, of course, but they are all over the country. They are in places that you wouldn't think they actually are, but they are. I know that, you know, my fiancé is Irish and his aunt shops in a Polish shop down in the west of Ireland, so.
And what do they stock in the Polish shops that you can't get in your Spar or Centra?
It's not that we don't buy things in Spar or Centra or other Irish shops, but I think it's a little bit about, you know, missing home and missing home food.
So
you
what's
know,
the equivalent to your Tato crisps and berry
exactly.
What is it?
I think the name is
it rice?
Different.
Is it what is it?
I think the name is different, but it's still a Tato crisp in a sense, you know. I think it's just that it might be produced in Poland. I know we do produce a slightly different bread. There's a slightly different flavor to it. There is meat. We love our meat. We love our sausage. But we also love our cabbage, and I know you love cabbage, so I think that's where we can shake hands on.
No? All right. No, bacon and cabbage.
Do you love cabbage?
Yeah, well, sure, I love everything, you know that. Now, what is this special event that you're unveiling a plaque
That's
to some traveller explorer?
Exactly. A Polish famous traveler explorer who in 1849 was here in Ireland helping people that were distressed by the Great Irish Famine.
What was his name?
And
Murphy or
Paweł Edmund Strzelecki.
Right.
And unfortunately not many people know about him.
No.
Would you like to try his
name? No. Well, Stradavinsky, is it?
Strzelecki. Well,
okay,
done.
So there's a plaque on where?
On Clearest Building. It's going to be unveiled on Clearest Department Store.
Okay.
Clarice is on O'Connell Street.
The and what did he ever do for the price of turnips?
On Sackville Place on the
side. Exactly on the site at 6 PM. We'll be unveiling his plaque. Well, he basically rescued 200,000 Irish people during the famine. That's impressive.
That's incredible.
That's
incredible. We don't
people
know
don't know about
it.
Yeah. People, unfortunately, people in Poland don't always know about it. And I think he definitely deserves recognition. He was a volunteer. He came here from the British Relief Association. And he was a very pragmatic person. So he saw what was going wrong. He put his hands on it. And he was distributing the relief via schools. So it is said that he actually helped 200,000 people. I think it would be impressive nowadays. But it was definitely impressive in 1847.
And tell me, are Polish people settling down here? You know, they came here for work or whatever. Are they integrating? Are they settling down?
I think they are. They are very well. And our society is certainly working on that. That's why we are called Irish Polish. And that's why we have Irish and Polish members. And that's why we are trying to help to show off both cultures. We are trying to show the Polish cultures to the Irish. And we are trying to show the Irish to Polish.
And of course, there's a shared love of the church.
There is this church background. You know, people might deny it. Some people might not be in it anymore. But there is certainly something, as my Irish neighbors always say. You know, what connects us is the love for the family.
Mm. And we're learning to like vodka as well.
And then you're learning to like,
What about the main matter of this match?
Yeah. I think for the sake of the friendship, I'll be happy with the draw. I think I'll be fine.
Very diplomatic.
Only because it's Ireland. Otherwise, I'd be saying, you know, go Poland. We have to win it. Obviously, we want to be in the game.
How does it go Poland in Polish again? We had it in
the would probably say... The guy on the radio said, we probably say Polska Gola. That's what we say.
Polska Gola,
which means we want Poland to score the goal, yeah? So okay. Goal for Poland. We say Polska Gola.
Okay.
Well, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Aditya Janowska.
Janowska,
right? Whatever you're having yourself.
I'm afraid that's as good as he gets when it comes to pronunciation.
I'm glad he's not asking me to pronounce his name, so it's fine.
Exactly. Well, we wish you well. It's the... Polska Era Festival, and if you want to find out more about it, go on to the Irish Polish Society Aditya.
And Polska Era Festival.com as well, if you want all
Thank
the
you
other
very
events.
Much. Okay, well, enjoy.